Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Mornings on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to have a mediocre day. I got no sleep and came in to work today. Hey, Billy Jockalone didn't have a hockey take today. Hey, it's gonna be a so-so day. Andrew Bogus is here wearing an Oregon Ducks jersey today.
From you.
Hey, I got Bogus a gift today.
Not exactly.
Hey, this very mediocre cake outside that's been left outside for 18 hours today. Hey, that's the food we get today. Hey. Jack Stern's asking us to do 50 sports minutes today. Hey. DA's already aggravated. He's calling into the show at 8:20 today. Hey. It's going to be a bad day. All right. How's everybody doing? It's Mraz. It's Bokish. Did you like that remix?
I didn't. And it can't be said or sung enough. It has been a doozy of a 2 hours in this building.
It has been. It has been buzzing. So we got here very early for the Amy Chubby Bunny. Pete, the body has vanished. He didn't tell us he was out either, by the way.
We lost a body. We're already down DA. We're stuffing marshmallows in our face.
Yeah.
Jack Stern's wearing a denim jacket and jeans.
Yep.
A Canadian tuxedo. We ought to say that.
I actually liked his outfit, but okay.
He's barking orders, complicating things.
Jack Stern is actually coaching the newsroom right now.
He thinks he's you.
Who's out there for him to coach?
Anybody and everybody.
I came out from doing a sports minute. This is no exaggeration for the audience listening. And Jack Stern stood outside the production studio we have with his like high five all the way down low to the ground. He made me bend down and high five him. And then he did the like raise his arm up and do the high five like we had just homered together back to back like the Bash Brothers. And he said, I like doing that. I feel like a baseball manager. That's what he told me. I said, okay. So here we go. So that's what's going on today. And we had a wild caller in hour one. So
yeah.
Go back and listen to that as well.
That too.
Chris in California, who has a gambling five-year-old. So, hey, it's going to be a good day.
Well, that's how you know. He said he has gambling problems. I mean, that's how you know that you have a problem when you're losing to a five-year-old.
Yeah. And by the way, anybody who the last couple of days when DA's out has tweeted at DA, you know, Mraz lead host. The show is really off the rails. Maybe Bogus should be in that chair, which is fine. Bogus can be in that chair if he wants. Today's really off the rails. Like now, today
yes.
is off the rails.
If you thought the previous days were off the rails, this is what it actually looks
yeah.
like.
Yep. So, and Pat Boyle off working an overnight is here, hard hat guy. Billy Jockalone slotting up from his normal position because Pete just decides to call out whenever he feels like it. Days to burn. He's a hard hat guy. Bogus, very much a hard hat guy. He's doing extra sports minutes. I'm here on 2 hours sleep after taking my dad. Who, again, uttered this sentence a half an hour into the tarp being on. Boy, this stinks. You're going to get home really late tonight. You're retired, Dad. Nothing to worry about.
He's definitely still sleeping now, right?
My mom's awake.
Okay.
My mom has already texted me.
Now, is your mom... How do I put this politely?
Yeah.
Does your mom stay quiet in the house if your dad's still sleeping? Or does your mom do the, I'm awake, so I'm going to live my life, and if I'm, you know,
it's a good question.
You should be awake too.
I haven't lived there in too long to really know.
Okay.
To know the deal. No, but I know my mom used to get very mad at her father when he was still with us, God rest his soul, because he would show up at Saturday mornings at 7:30 in the morning with like one cucumber he grew in the garden just to knock on the door to see us. And she'd like, he'd like wake it up and he'd be like, "Dad, we're sleeping in the house." We had those moments often. Those are good times. By the way, Bob's Bar coming your way Friday, June 16th. Some of you traveling in, going to be a great show. Don't bring your RV. Zach Gelb doesn't know how to park them. I do have an update on Bob's Bar if anybody wants it before we get to the Miami, the Baltimore Ravens take here. And that is this. The gas line reconstruction in front of Bob's Bar and that neighborhood has underwent, so to speak. They dug up a big chunk of Bob's lawn.
Okay.
Okay, they have not repaid him for seed and soil and all of that.
Now, the actual lawn or the grass along the sidewalk?
No,
the curb?
No, there's no sidewalk. So it's on his front lawn.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
You're right. I forgot about
that. So if you show up and you see a big dirt spot, don't whatever. But Bob took it on himself to, I guess the people had to come in the house and test the stoves and stuff to make sure the house doesn't explode. And it's still ongoing around the house. He said, hey, Friday, June 16th, the DA show is going to be doing a show here, as if everybody should know what that is.
As they should.
And I need to know now if you guys plan on working that day or they're going to have a word with the town. So
your dad had himself a day yesterday.
He gave him the business. And he said, this better be done because we got people coming in from all over the country and we can't be having loud noises and stuff during the radio show. And they assured him and said, we are moving on from this block soon.
Okay.
So it should not be a thing, but give Bob a little round of applause here. He's taking care of business.
Your dad's a fixer. He's walking around. He's shaking down local contractors. Yeah. He goes, this is not enough for me.
Staring down Randy Levine in the elevator. Yep, absolutely.
And I now have confirmation.
And he doesn't go to the bathroom at baseball games.
Because why would he?
Right.
He's in charge of his bladder,
too. How can you hold it in from 4 p.m. until 1 a.m.? The Bob Morris story. I don't know.
But I do have confirmation. Randy Levine will be at Bob's Bar show in the 8 a.m. hour on Friday.
Is that right?
He is. And he may actually cut Josh Donaldson live on the show.
That'd be great. Hey, we're going to have a good day.
He's going to call him.
All right.
Pete will patch him through and we'll hear it live on the show.
So away we go. There we go.
Here we go.
Now, on to Lamar Jackson. OTAs, which, for those around the room who don't know, organized team activities.
He's talking to you, Billy.
Going on in the NFL. And Lamar Jackson, I'm almost surprised if you would have asked me 2 months ago, will Lamar Jackson be at OTAs in May? I would have probably said no. But he gets his contract done. He's there. And he's almost a little too anxious in talking about the Ravens' plans this year. Let's hear from him.
Less running and more throwing. I say, you know, I hear a lot of noise about throwing and stuff like this, yards to achieve and stuff, but I'm not really worried about the yards as much. It's about us just winning. So that'll be all the winning category, if anything. Just being able to throw the ball down the field. You know, sometimes, we can't. Running can only take you so far, you know. And I feel like with this new era of teams and offenses in the league, I feel like we need that. And Coach Todd Monken, what I'm seeing his offense so far is looking tremendous.
All right. So Todd Monken, obviously, who he references here, is the new offensive coordinator. Remember, Lamar Jackson's career sort of takes off right away when Flacco goes down in Baltimore with Greg Roman as the offensive coordinator. And it's crazy to think about now because Lamar had won an MVP a couple years ago, but we couldn't wait to throw bouquets at the feet of Greg Roman. Look at the offense he catered and tailored to Lamar Jackson, which was true. And then as a result, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens scared nobody. In fact, they didn't really attract wide receivers to want to go there. Because that was the biggest knock. He's an electrifying playmaker from the quarterback position, but can he throw the ball down the field and play that type of game in the NFL? Which, to have a long, sustained career, Bogus, I think you would agree with this in the NFL, you got to throw the ball. Aaron Rodgers early in his career, he was a big-time scrambler around. He had that collarbone injury from running. You barely see him escape anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The running around actually, I think, hurt Tony Romo a bunch. And you see, look, like it or not, a lot of times pocket passers seem to survive longer. Cough, cough, Tom Brady. Cough, cough, Drew Brees. Even Eli and Rivers. Those guys played long careers because they didn't run around and get hurt a bunch. I think Lamar is acknowledging something here that we all understand, and that is to be a big-time quarterback for the next 10 years plus, which Lamar at his age should be, you're going to have to be a thrower of the football, and that apparently is what Todd Monken's going to do. Oh, by the way, the Ravens have invested in Odell Beckham Jr., to a lesser extent, Nelson Aguilar, and of course, they draft Zay Flowers in the first round. But talking about it this much in May, all you're doing is getting, you know, A, putting pressure on yourself because people are going to say if you're failing at doing this, boy, all we heard about for months was you know, talking about throwing the football, now you can't. Or B, you know, I don't know, man. Our team's really just going to go all in on this game plan from Monken, and we're really not going to see as much running from Lamar, folks?
Well, I mean, you've certainly got to find... You can't not use Lamar's athleticism. You've got to, whether it's just rolling out, throwing on the run, or actual runs, you still have to use that, but that's where we get into that protection area of you can't do it too much, you can't put him in too much danger. But, by the way, wasn't it Lamar who said Lamar wants to throw for 6,000 yards?
That's
and
right.
And that cut, he goes, I keep hearing smoke about... you.
Yeah, it was Lamar.
So I'm just happy he's there.
Lamar, you know, by the way.
I'm happy he's there, like you said. I'm happy that he seems to like what they're doing. But yeah, I mean, this is the thing now. They hired a new offensive coordinator. They gave him all of these weapons around him, and they paid him. There's nothing left. There are no more excuses. There's no more wiggle room. Like, this is now on him. It's time for him to either, for those of us who have defended him, you know, kind of prove us right and go even farther, or... for him to shut up the people that doubt what he can be as a quarterback. But it's now about him making this all work.
It's almost like Kyrie in that video we played in Soundcheck talking about, stop talking about this, stop talking. You're talking about it.
Right.
You're talking about it. I think here's the other problem we're going to have here. We've talked about the assets they've invested. Number one, Zay Flowers is the first-round pick out of Boston College. He's an undersized receiver. He's, what, 5'10", 5'10 and a half. Runs a lot of plays out of the slot. And look, there's room for that in the NFL. Clearly, the league's evolved. You don't have to be some kind of tall 6'5 receiver anymore. That's asking a lot for a rookie, smallish receiver to come in and be big time. And Odell Beckham Jr., who hasn't played football in basically 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
We could talk about the investments they put in the wide receiver room, but this is not Devontae Adams leaving the Packers last year right now.
Right. You'd like it in a perfect world to have like one less question.
Yes.
That one of these guys, and I'll say it too. Like I'd like a guy that was 6'3". Now I maybe they're counting Mark Andrews, who's probably the second best tight end in the NFL.
That's true.
As the big target, and those smaller guys play off him. Nelson Agholor has had an up and down, inconsistent career. It'd be nice if there was one more given in that receiver corps.
And here's the other thing. There's nothing wrong with being a really good running team. You just don't want to invest first round picks in running backs. They have J.K. Dobbins. Lamar Jackson is still a threat with his legs, so he has been hurt the last couple years. I don't think you could basically go from, let's say Lamar Jackson is a 50-50 threat to run with the football every time. I don't think you drop that down to like 15 to 85. Like there's still got to be a pretty high balance here. Maybe it's different types of runs.
Right.
But what makes Lamar Jackson great, while he does need to be a better thrower of the football, he still needs to run.
He needs to run, and he also needs to probably make better decisions, better mechanics, have open receivers, trust guys to make catches, and take off the table him being in the pocket for too long, taking hits, avoiding hits, running in frenetic situations.
Yeah.
If you take those, which to me are usually the more dangerous scenarios where you got guys coming from different directions and whatever, if you take those off the table, that's going to cut into the amount of danger he faces.
True.
Game in and game out. They also need to just stay healthy. I mean, it feels like as a team, offense and defense, they've led the NFL for the last couple of years in total games missed and significant games missed in terms of key players. So whatever, you know, seances and stuff they need to do to fix all that stuff, new doctors, keep everybody healthy around him too, so it's the full actual Raven roster competing every Sunday.
And not going to be an easy division.
That too.
The Bengals are awesome. They're going to remain awesome. I think maybe the biggest question mark in the AFC is what are the Browns now with Deshaun Watson for
a
full year?
And I think the Steelers are maybe next.
And by the way, the Browns pass rush, right? Who the Browns just added? Somebody's a pass rusher. I forgot who they just. Za'Darius Smith they just traded for too.
Right. Correct. Yeah.
So, and of course, the Steelers here taking the next step, you would think, with Kenny Pickett. So this is not going to be an easy division for them. This is going to be a division where I think the last place team probably shouldn't be a last place team in other divisions. And if they're not healthy, the Ravens, they very well could be that last place team.
It also is a tough conference, which takes us back to our Jet conversation from yesterday, where there's a world, I mean, it's going to happen. Good teams are not going to make the playoffs in the AFC because there's only 7 spots.
Correct.
Thank you.
Correct. All right, we've also asked our poll question today. We led with the Celtics and Heat, which By the way, we're going to get to a little legacy question a little later on in the show. And the question of the day is, what is exactly tonight for the Heat? The pressure still on Boston to keep their season alive. It's definitely a must-win for Boston. But for the Heat, if they lose this and suddenly give the Celtics even more life, going back to a game six, is it a must-win? Is it a can't-lose? Is it a gotta-have-it? Or is it a nice-to-have-it? Go to CBS Sports Radio on Twitter and vote on our poll question. You could also tweet at MirazCBS, at Andrew Bogish. Your Booskies, what are you toasting today? Because when we come back, it's a thirsty Thursday. I want to hear what Jock Alone's toasting, personally. Maybe it's Jack Stern. We'll find out. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're toasting to the good life.
I feel alive. Ah.
We are feeling good and doing well.
How many beers ago? Probably 1,000.
It's the DA Show's Thirsty Thursday.
Celebrating with some Booskies.
All right, it's a Thirsty Thursday, baby. Who are we toasting to? Let's start with Greg Caserta. Greg, who are we toasting to? Never mind, Greg wasn't here to start Thirsty Thursday. Let's go to Patty Boyle next. Patty, who are we toasting to?
That's not very locker room leader-like of you, throwing him under the bus when he's not in the chair to begin the segment.
What are you going
to
do? Some of us are born leaders.
Yeah. Sean, I call you a locker room leader. I like to say you have a C on your chest, but that's not...
Referred to me as Sean.
Who said that? You or Greg?
Me.
What do I normally call you?
No, nobody says Sean on the I like it. Nobody calls me Sean here, and I like it.
I call you Damon.
Yes. What do you got?
All right, so I'm going to toast here, and you know what? I'm going to pull back the curtain a little bit, because here at CBS Sports Radio and locally WFAN, which is right down the hall, when I do shows on the local side, you know, you've got people that rabble-rouse you. They give you some junk on Twitter. They try to get under your feathers. They try to ruffle your feathers, get under your skin. All good and fair and love is war. I get it. However, there have been nights where I've walked out and there is a gentleman that drives a white Jeep that sits outside. You could say stalks the station.
Yeah.
Has a bunch of very, I would say, alarming things written all over his car. He's got signs. And one night I walked out and he basically verbally harassed me.
Yep.
Whatever. So I'm
he knew who you were?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he goes, "Are you Pat Boyle?" And I've seen the guy, I've seen his antics.
I will tell you, he's also a rideshare driver that lives near me and has picked up people I know and has made the mistake of conversing about me and hates me too.
Yeah, and he has Boycott WFAN, our local New York station,
correct,
written on his car. So he goes, "Are you Pat Boyle?" So I know that the guy is, you know, kooky. And I'm like, "Oh, no, why?" And he goes, "Oh, that's good, because he's a piece of blank." And I just came, when it launched a diatribe of curses, I think he knew it was me. So I was just like, "Oh, I'll tell him." And I got in the car and drove away.
He's not wrong.
So I know this gentleman doesn't listen to the national network, so I don't have to be worried about, going outside and getting shot. However,
jeez.
anyway, I see him parked outside of the station again yesterday, and our good friends at the New York Police Department, or whoever is in charge of, I guess, traffic violations.
Yeah.
They put a boot on his car.
Yeah, he can't leave.
Yep.
Well, by the way, I don't think he's getting a boot off anytime soon.
Well, he's actually, the car was gone today. But
he is, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He was not there when I pulled up to the station this morning.
I guess he did get the boot.
Yeah, I'm guessing finally. It was there for like 2 days. So thank you to our good friends at the New York Police Department for booting this lunatic's car, and hopefully he never shows up here again. So toast to
them. Yeah, he's a scary guy.
It's sad to see what's happened to Mark Chernoff. It really has.
Toast him.
Wow.
So his name's not Mark Chernoff. Toast him. That's bad. Mark Chernoff, our former boss. So Greg asserted with a cheap joke there. By the way, that was Greg letting us know he's arrived. Billy, what do you got on Thirsty Thursday?
So I don't have a hockey. I don't have a hockey take. And I usually come in here on Thirsty Thursday saying I wish it was Trash Tuesday. But I got a special shout, a special toast today.
Okay.
To this guy. Pat Boyle, for a couple things. One, for dealing with that guy. But that wasn't even the first thing. Two, to do an overnight show, stuff 10 marshmallows in your mouth, and then produce this show. And now he's scheduled to produce this show again and run the board by himself tomorrow. So you know what? Going to Pat.
Toast him.
Booskies.
You know we call Pat, Billy. You know we call
the hard hat guy.
He's a hard hat guy.
Booskies.
Billy, I could cry, man. That was very awesome. That was very nice of you. Thank you.
I got you, brother.
Buy Billy breakfast, would you?
Okay. At Marez. Well, tomorrow's payday. At Marez, CBS, at Andrew Bogish. What do we got, Greg?
I'm going to keep it quick, and this is something that I stumbled upon this morning. Foo Fighters' newest single, Under You, their best song in years. They opened their first tour last night without Taylor Hawkins on drums. And I'm looking forward to seeing them later this summer at the See Here Now Festival down at the beach.
Yeah.
I always like to appeal to Bogish and his musical tastes. I'm not sure if he's heard this single.
I have not.
But it is their best song in years. So a new era of Foo Fighters begins in 2023.
Booskies!
Is Dave Matthews Band also at that festival?
Whoa.
Well, they were a couple of years ago. So that was going to be my point. I've been there twice now. That's a great Asbury Park.
It'll be my first
festival. Can't recommend it enough. Speaking of real music, you know, the Swifties hit our area, Taylor Swift and MetLife Stadium this weekend. You guys going?
No. But our good friend Ray Martell's going.
With his daughter?
He couldn't possibly post more about how he got resale tickets from some fan accounts.
Of course.
I thought he was hacked at first.
Ray Martell, the original producer of TBD in the morning
here.
That's
very true.
On CBS Sports Radio. Bogish, who are we toasting?
So, full disclosure, I had a toast lined up, but it involves Bilotti. So, I show up today, there's no Bilotti, toast out the window. What am I going to do? I was going to toast Pat Boyle for hard-hatting, and then Billy beat me to it. So, I'm gonna coattail here with Caserta now, and I'm going to toast, and Boyle just mentioned it, the Dave Matthews Band new album last week is pretty good. So it's another one that's going to be a chart topper. Big show next couple of weeks from now in Forest Hills. Look out.
All right, toast him.
Booski.
Thanks, Billy.
I'm toasting our amazing viewers on both Twitch and YouTube. Why am I toasting them? Well, we mentioned, you want to talk about hard hat guys. Andrew Kaplan had a baby. I forget how. It could be 2 years. It could be 6 months ago. He's such a man of mystery.
Did we even know he was having a baby before the baby was here?
No, we didn't.
Like the very last second. He's like,
P.S. I'm not gonna be here tomorrow. I'm having a baby. All right, Cap. See you later.
No,
but anyway, I say this because Kaplan, first of all, dealing now, I can say this freely now that he's not here. Dealing with Pete the Body as a schedule maker is a disaster. Okay, it is just 1,000 questions for one simple answer, and there's nobody that really backs up Cap enough because he doesn't take off enough. He's such a hard hat guy. But now he needs off next week. It's Memorial Day Monday. He's going to take off all night. He's going to actually spend time with his family like he should. So I announced this yesterday. And instead of any backlash on, whoa, what do you mean there's not going to be? We're going to do audio only next week on the DA show.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of any backlash, the vast majority of comments, hey, no stream, no problem, Cap. Have a good time. And I just want to say our viewers are awesome. It's such a different way to view the show. Obviously, because you're consuming it by watching us, not just listening to us. But a lot of places, if that is how you're structured to do something, like it's part of your everyday routine, watching the show, Twitch, YouTube, Watch DA, you would get a lot of outlandish backlash. And we have over the years. You guys are taking more vacation? Meanwhile, we get standard vacation time like anybody else does.
Mm-hmm.
But Cap's done such a good job that those viewers just appreciate it. And I hope they listen next week to the DA show. But if they don't, they'll be back there a week later. And I just think that we have a really, really diehard good group of viewers, and they're regular people, and they get it, and they get that we're regular people, and I'm toasting to them.
Booskies!
All right.
That's a good one, and you're right. And Cap deserves to be off.
He does.
And we'll survive doing a radio show just on the radio.
We got a couple tweets coming in for some booskies as well. All right, Dixieland Dan, I'm toasting to the show here lately. The Danielle Tuba is hilarious. Canadian bacon controversies. Boggs in the landfill show going to Bogues in the landfill show going bonkers. Bob's Bar is coming up. The show gets me through the morning. Also, did we ever hear from Badlands? Hashtag Thirsty Thursday. Hashtag Get Me to Friday. This, Booskies. I get. See, this is where we have a disconnect with listeners. I understand that not everybody can listen to all 4 hours of every show. Some of you may only consume for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 30 seconds, and you're all the same in terms of we appreciate you. But I think I've mentioned now three different times we have, in fact, gotten in touch with Badlands, and he's willing to burp in my face, so he will be there. Yes.
We do. This is a compliment, I swear.
I'm kind of shocked that Dixieland Dan doesn't know we've gotten.
And, we're spoiled by the amount of people who do listen all of the time.
Yeah.
And that's not the norm.
Right.
So the norm is, oh, I missed Thursday's show, or I missed hour number one, whatever it may be. So when those come up, it's like, wait, how did you miss that? Somebody will send me a stunt to a news that we did once, and then it expanded to a bigger thing, and they send it in. And I'm like, we did this Tuesday, and it was ridiculous. It was bonkers. And how
it's
did you not?
Fault.
It's not their fault, but there are so many people who do hear every single and know the show better than us.
Right.
We think that everybody
should.
Has that level of free time, I guess.
By the way, you can go back and listen to the show on podcast form and rewind on the Odyssey.
Although there seems to be some issues about last week's PGP still.
Drew, by the way, go to the PGP feed. It's there. Drew LeBlanc. Toasting. I'm toasting my son Tucker. I love the name. Who sings along to It's Gonna Be a Good Day on the way to daycare each morning. A sweet serenade and a positive attitude being a byproduct of the show. Hashtag Thirsty Thursday. That's nice.
Boogies.
That is nice.
Yeah, and then you remixing it and saying it's going to be a mediocre day. I'm sure
it's
going to
be
an
average day.
I'm sure that made the kids day.
Hey. No, it is positivity. By the way, I don't know if you guys dealt with this with kids and talking. I love my daughters, but boy, when I get in the car and I want to listen to something, whether it's CBS Sports Radio or something else, Daddy, play my song. Daddy, play my song. I want to hear the trumpets. I want to hear Back in the New York Groove.
Yeah. And it only, same problem, different. What's Pete's thing? Right church, different pew.
Yeah.
It just keeps changing. So my kids, because of my wife, loved movie soundtracks, Broadway show recordings, show tunes for the longest time. And every once in a while, I need to hear the Hamilton soundtrack.
Again,
the 74th consecutive day. So let's listen to our actual music. So now all they want to hear, though, is Sirius XM Hits 1. So now I'm knee-deep in Harry Styles and the Jonas Brothers and songs that are basically completely scandalous. You shouldn't be knowing the lyrics to this song.
When I get in the car and I have sports talk on, again, Daddy, we're listening to your work again? Yes, leave me alone. I want to see what the Yankee lineup is. Big E or Big B3 toasting, tweets in. I'm toasting you guys. I'm covering for my boss on vacation all week, and I'm glad it's not being recorded. Booskies. I'm going to stress this again because everybody deserves. For those of you who need to know, the name of the show, the DA show. DA, not our boss. Not our boss.
No.
Our colleague, our friend.
Yeah.
The leader of the show, his name is there, which means his paycheck's probably the highest.
Right. I mean, he has.
I would hope for him.
I mean, who knows what you're making these days.
But.
We know it's not P, right?
Not. But he reminds us every day it's not him. Believe me. Anytime you grumble about me having to pull extra sound, I look at the paychecks.
Pay me more.
Yeah. So, the DA show. Not our boss, though. Not our boss.
He's got some authority.
Yeah.
He's more of the locker room leader.
He can put his neck out
are.
For us, but he's not. It's DA's not firing us or hiring.
No.
I guess he did technically hire me, but not our boss. The Hidden Pickle tweets, and I'm raising a glass to @MorazCBS for being in the driver's seat this week. Embrace the chaos. Hashtag boost.
There you go.
That's a good shirt.
There
embrace the chaos. Daniel Paprika toasting. I'm toasting my daughter for crushing seventh grade this year. My wife for being a great para professional at an elementary school. She works with special needs kids. She deserves 2 months off. Hashtag Booskies. No doubt about it, Daniel.
I like that.
No doubt about it. And you know what? I guarantee she doesn't complain about her job. That's a good woman. All right. Keep your tweets coming in at Mraz CBS at Andrew Bogish as well. Greg?
So I started doing Duolingo. Duolingo, the app where you teach yourself a second language.
I didn't know that existed.
And Jock alone is Italian for days to burn.
Oh, are you serious? Is that right?
Delayed reaction there. Thanks. Thanks, Sean.
You can use days to burn now as a unit of measurement. Yes. And you call them Jock.
And for the record, we did leave yesterday's show with a see you tomorrow, Pete.
Yeah.
It was a see you tomorrow, Pete.
I got this text at like 1 in the afternoon, so it was early.
He waited for us to clear out to go, I'm out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He also, he texted 2, if not 3 different threads with the same,
yeah, I'm out.
I can't make it tomorrow, Billy's in.
Yeah.
I got it 3 times, almost simultaneously.
Yeah, exactly. I was in traffic on the Major Deegan going, come on, we get it, you're not in. And honestly, I was thankful. Much wetter, better run show today.
So guys, you remember when the Panthers were blasted
kidding,
for trading?
Pete. I'm kidding, I'm sure you're listening.
You're going to get a text.
Yeah.
He usually is listening. For Matthew Tkachuk, Calgary got back 3 players headlined by Jonathan Huberdeau, plus they received a lottery-protected first-round pick in 2025. Tkachuk got 8 years, $76 million on an extension, and now appears to be worth every penny after single-handedly burying the Hurricanes in the Eastern Conference Finals. His third game winner of the series came last night, a 4-3 snipe from in tight with just under 5 seconds left to send Florida to the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time since 1996.
I just really wanted to be a part of this group because I felt like, you know, not only this coming year, like the season right now, but in the future we're set up for success with the guys and the age of the players and the core group of guys are around a similar age. Mm. And I feel like we can all grow together and be hopefully in this situation multiple times.
Great job by him. But how about Caserta? He comes in when he wants to start the segment.
Then takes the whole take on the trade?
No, he just... You didn't throw the update. He just began the update when he wanted to.
No, I think I said Greg.
No, yeah, Sean looked at him and said Greg.
Oh, I didn't hear that part. Never mind. I apologize.
I always stick up for Bogish, and
so
immediately
true.
Just turns the screws on me.
You say, though, Greg, that Tkachuk sent the Hurricanes into a tropical depression?
We're starting already?
Well...
We're doing this now?
He used it for game 3, so he's just going back into his pocket for that one.
Yep.
It's not even new.
Did Bobrovsky thank you for working for going to the Yankee game and then coming here to work today?
He did. All right, guy. By the way, real quickly, we did get a quick Twitch in from Timbo Slice. Pete probably didn't get a wake-up text this morning.
Ooh, that's right, because Bodge had his face full of marshmallows.
Probably true. Continue on.
Sergei Bobrovsky, brilliant once again in goal, made 36 saves on the night where the Panthers were outshot 39-24. Another win decided by one goal, and now they'll wait on the winner of Las Vegas and Dallas. The Golden Knights can close it out in 4 on the road later tonight. A pep talk from Gilbert Arenas was just another chapter in Ja Morant's tough offseason. Yesterday, police in Tennessee conducted a welfare check after he posted again on Instagram, later deleting messages and pictures referencing his parents and young daughter before following those with a post that simply said bye. But the conclusion was that he's fine. He will be taking a break from social media and remain suspended from all team activities.
Oh, look, he could say he's fine. That doesn't say, you don't post that if you're fine.
Absolutely not. Right. And this is why we have to still be a little bit careful talking about him. Like, I know the jokes are easy. Well, just don't dance with a gun in a car. But it remains possible, maybe not likely, but possible, but that he has actual, real, diagnosable problems that need professional attention.
Yeah.
Because why would you say goodbye to your mom if you're signing off of social media?
It's a real problem more and more as time goes on.
Right. So I agree with all of that. However, we were told that in his first suspension, he was going to counseling.
Right. And he was there for like 36 hours.
Right. Basically. So while I absolutely have sympathy if he's going through something, somebody, including this team, his representation, anybody, has to pick up on. If they knew he had enough problems to go to counseling, he can't be basically done with the 36 hours and back on the court this year.
I mean, I think you and I were here again the last time this all broke, and we said, there's no way of knowing what's real and what's not. They're almost all equal possibilities that he has real problems or he's using real problems as an excuse for just immaturity.
And that is the saddest part of it all, because mental health is such a huge issue in this country. And if you are using it as an escape hatch and it's not really what's going on with you,
right,
you're almost playing a card where we can't question you on it, because then we're the bad people. But that also isn't right either. And I do think, though, probably it's fair to at least wonder out loud, based on the fact that he was so quick to dismiss, and nobody made sure he was in that counseling, if this was that real a problem.
Yeah. I mean, it felt weird when it happened that he was there for like a day and a half. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not what you go to treatment for.
Right.
Whatever you're dealing with.
And that's also, again, on the team for being enabling.
Right.
That's a big, and by the way, that's a big problem.
By the way, does that mean all four people that are in the car with him while they're flashing guns, are they all under mental health distress too? It's not as if he's like by himself doing all these things too.
Yeah.
So that's the other part of it. It's like, they're all the same way? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, it's very much like the Ben Simmons conversation.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Clippers GM Michael Winger has agreed to become the president of Monumental Basketball. That gives him full authority of the Wizards, who own the 8th pick in next month's draft, but he will also oversee the WNBA's Washington Mystics and the G League's Go-Go. I didn't know that there was a G League team called the Go-Go.
Wow. Don't tell Schwartz. He'll get the shoes.
You should see their mascots.
The Suns have reportedly narrowed their head coaching search to 4. Doc Rivers and Nick Nurse are a part of that. You also have Suns associate head coach Kevin Young and Sacramento Kings associate head coach Jordy Fernandez, and that's according to Woj. Nick Nurse has already been linked to the Sixers job previously held by Doc. Nurse also one of 3 finalists for the Bucks head coaching job. Football, the Patriots are being docked 2 days of OTAs following a violation of offseason rules. This week marks the start of the 3rd and final phase of their offseason program.
So, this is not, I don't believe this is the first time this has happened with the Patriots being docked OTAs. However, remember in the past, you know why it wasn't a big deal with the Patriots? Tom Brady would organize everybody coming wherever. They would do beach workouts, whatever else. Does anybody get the sense Mac Jones is going to do that?
No.
Right? Can you picture Mac Jones being like, hey, come to this beach in Tampa. Let's all get together and run drills.
No, I mean, you know, the last Mac Jones update I got was him being at the Taylor Swift concert at Gillette last weekend.
By the way, are you surprised his fiance is not more attractive?
I'm not touching that one.
I'll take a look. Boyle?
I missed it. Jack Stern is in here talking about minutes. What?
Not to be superficial, but Mac Jones went to Taylor Swift with either his wife or his fiance. And I guess I actually want to give him credit for this. You would think star at Alabama, first round pick, Patriots quarterback. She's a nice looking girl, but like not some kind of like incredible.
Sophie Scott?
Yeah, not some kind of like incredible model.
Are you asking if I know who his wife is?
Yeah. Well, or what do you, are you, do you think that, are you surprised that Mac Jones doesn't have like a more superficial?
This girl?
Oh, never mind. That's a much better picture than the Taylor Swift.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, no, she's
gorgeous.
So why was the Taylor Swift picture not that great?
Also, I've been told that the girl to guy ratio at most southern schools is just off the charts.
Yeah, it's real nice.
That you could be a total toad and you could pull a pretty good looking.
Interesting.
Girl.
Maybe Taylor Swift outfits just don't play well.
Okay. And in the latest case of an athlete not knowing when to go away, 38-year-old Adrian Peterson says he wants to play one more year.
Enough.
And that in his mind, he hasn't officially hung up his cleats. His last action came across 4 games with the Titans and Seahawks in 2021. Before that, he played with 5 other NFL teams. Of course, 10 brilliant years with the Vikings. Can you guys name the other 4 teams?
Yes.
Commanders.
Yeah, Washington.
The Lions and the Saints.
I wouldn't have gotten the Saints.
That's 3. One more.
Arizona.
Yes, very good. I would not have gotten that.
Thank you.
Anyway.
I know my Adrian Peterson.
Let's get stunned. Woo!
It doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
There are people who are not supposed to have children, and an Albany mother is one of them, claiming she was left angry and betrayed when the apple pie she thought she was buying from ShopRite turned out to be a cherry pie.
Wait, is this my father-in-law?
It led her daughter to get sick when she ate a piece of it, according to a lawsuit filed Tuesday in Albany County Supreme Court. The supermarket allegedly misbranded and mislabeled the pastry as an apple pie that she bought during a trip to the store on April 20th. For that switcheroo, plaintiff Tiffany Brady wants $35,000 in damages. She's a mother of five, and her family strongly dislikes and has sensitivities and allergies to cherry pie. Her two-year-old daughter took a bite, and she got sick as a result. Occasionally, plaintiff will give her daughter a treat like apple pie, the lawsuit says. Much to plaintiff's disappointment and dismay, she trusted that the pie in question was apple and fed some to her daughter, who became sick the whole weekend after eating it.
All right. Is that the poker?
That's it, man.
All right, here's the problem.
Where do you go here?
I'll tell you where we go. Number one, ShopRite is I believe a Northeast commodity.
Yes.
Bob, by the way, had a short stint at ShopRite, like when Andy Pettit went to the Astros before coming back to Foodtown. I can tell you they got a good apple pie. It's not bad at their. But the problem is, this is a mom with five kids looking for a money grab, because any red-blooded American who cuts open apple pie, the traditional pie of this country, knows that an apple pie has a tannish look on the inside, while a cherry pie is extremely red on the inside. Did you think when you cut the pie and you saw inside the pie, did you think that they didn't de-skin a red delicious apple and that was your apple pie?
Well, it is
so easy to tell if you've cut it open. And if you're not 1,000%. Paying attention, once you've cut a piece of pie to give to your kid, if you're not paying attention, that's on you, not ShopRite.
You've never been more right than you are right now. And I hope that a judge dismisses this, throws it out. If you could punish this woman for bringing the lawsuit or her lawyers, I would hope that actually happens too. There is, mislabeling aside, there is no way to confuse these two things.
It's impossible.
Right, even this is not Kachuk scoring an overtime goal.
No, and is it Matthew or Brady? You never know. But this is not only the red and tan color, cherries are circles.
Yeah.
They're little round balls. Apples are cut, are sliced.
Nobody's ever gone.
They're almost like half moons a lot.
Yeah, come on.
Nobody's ever gone to Katz's Deli and ordered a pastrami sandwich, and they bring out tuna salad, and you go, looks about
close
the same.
Enough.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Come on.
Well, where I will disagree with you guys is, you remember the infamous McDonald's lawsuit where the woman got a hot coffee and burnt her mouth on it and successfully sued, and that's why you have the caution hot on all the cups now.
I actually thought she put it between her legs and drove and spilled it in her lap, and she's
Yes, I think that's what happened. Actually,
I actually think she doubled down on mistakes.
I think her case sucked, but I think she had a better case in that, like, hot coffee should be drinkable, not boiling to the point it damages.
Right.
I think as a parent, if your kid's allergic to cherries, look, I get it. Allergies can be really scary. Then you should understand that you should be even more hyper attentive to what your kid is eating, and you cannot just lazily cut open a pie, put it down, and not even think twice based on how. If you've ever had cherry pie, there's no mistaking how red it is.
Right. This is like listening to your GPS and driving into the harbor.
Yes.
Going, oh, the GPS told me to do it. Like, ShopRite said it was apple pie, so we ate it.
Right.
Or, I mean, you again have been confused, though, by the labels.
How old was the kid?
2 years old?
Two?
That little?
Okay. Because Otis Miller writes in.
Yeah, 2 years old.
Maybe the kid cut it and she just gave permission. Your 2-year-old should also not be using a knife.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it's a bad job all the way around.
Exactly. Any way you slice it, this mom is in the wrong.
I'll allow it.
Thank you. All right, when we come back, I think I have a major gripe with Major League Baseball.
Again.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
The reason I've listened since overnight is you and Mraz bring the insight. You bring the honesty. You bring the stuff we want to hear. It is the cheese talk.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. So yesterday, my dad and I go to Yankee Stadium. Yankees Orioles, actually an important series right now in the AL East, as the Yankees and Orioles are the biggest competitors right now for the Rays. Rain delay hits for an hour and a half. Game doesn't start till around 8:40 Eastern. It's supposed to be 7. It got to the second inning. Games that had started at 7 were over already. So it was going to be a late night, and I am on like 2.5 hours sleep. So anyway, I actually did a very good job yesterday. Little nap, little Peloton. I did not eat from the time I left here until Yankee Stadium last night. Figuring I'd have something unhealthy for dinner.
Wow.
Remember we had that Wendy's breakfast yesterday?
Yeah.
So I was hungry entering the stadium. So my dad wanted to, you know, sample some food. So we got like a chicken finger bucket with these crab fries from Chicken Pete's. And he really wanted to try this meatloaf burger from Lobel's, which is like a steakhouse thing in Yankee Stadium. It was excellent. So we each had a meatloaf burger. We had the fries. Split it up. So we're sitting there having a good time. So now I'm sitting there. I got a little sweet tooth going. I'm at a stadium.
Right.
And what do you look for in a stadium? Baseball more than anything.
The helmet cup is a classic one, right?
Of course.
All right. You know what? I don't on my kids. I'm not going to have them dip it into my ice cream. I'm going to go get a clay. And I figure I'll bring the mini helmet home for the kids, right? I go to find the ice cream in the stadium. So I get to a stand called Oatly.
Yes.
Okay, they are an oat milk-centric place.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, you know, okay, helmet cup or whatever, and there's a big sign, all the ice cream is dairy-free.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Hence Oatly.
So I talk to the guy, and I go, he goes, well, it's all made from oat milk, not regular milk. It's a healthier variety of ice cream. I said, okay, that's fine. I said, where can I get the dairy version of this right. for the helmet cup? I go, is there another stand? He goes, well, we have hard scooped ice cream down the third baseline or in some section of the upper deck. Otherwise, we have all the rights to the soft serve at the stadium.
Whoa.
I said, excuse me?
Whoa.
So the classic soft serve ice cream in a helmet cup that is a part of America in Yankee Stadium is, and bless this company. I'm sure they do great work. Okay. But you can only get dairy-free oat milk ice cream if you want soft serve in a helmet at Yankee Stadium. So I got it anyway, all right? Okay, I figured, you know what? It's probably better for me. It's probably not healthy, but it's probably better for me. So I sit down. It tasted as if ice cream went through a smoker.
Yeah.
It just was not right.
Yeah.
It was not right. I did not like it. I would not have more. But if it's fear thing or whatever. So I tweeted about this, and somebody came back to me and goes, dude, same thing at Wrigley Field now.
Oh,
so here's my problem with Major League Baseball. Guys, I get it. Health kicks are everywhere. You are promoting 17-foot-long hot dogs, corn dogs, everywhere else in these stadiums. The sacredness of a soft serve and a helmet. Can I get regular ice cream? And no sprinkles either, because those are unhealthy. They don't even offer sprinkles.
We got sprinkles. We got Mr. Soft. We got different colored Mets helmets at Citi Field.
Only
come
oat
to Queens,
milk
baby.
Ice cream.
Yankees
with
suck.
No sprinkles and a helmet cup at Yankee Stadium and Wrigley Field. You can give me back 4-hour games. Just give me my regular ice cream.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.